100.5 The Peak. SoundCloud. Interview.
Well, good evening. My name is Corey Ashworth, and as I mentioned before, I'm talking with Jonathan Fluvog. He's the owner of Vogville Recording Studio in the city. Jonathan, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you've you are the owner and operator of Vogville Recording Studios, and you've just launched a monthly video series. What's it all about?
Well, it's called Vogville Presents, and it can be seen on vogville.com. Last year, when I was managing a band called Light Machines and had been working with Gene Greenwood, who does amazing camera work on some videos for them, he now works with me on Vogville Presents videos, I was finding that a band needs more now than ever to stand out. It's like we live in a time of record-breaking clutter, where so many bands and artists are emerging and struggling for recognition, where inboxes are just full of band mail all the time. So I was finding that bands needed a story more now than just another video, something that sets them apart and makes them unique and noticeable amongst all this clutter. I know, like so many bands that have really unique stories that no one gets to know, this is sort of my chance to let people know about who these people are and what makes them unique and get to just get a vibe for them without the music, really.
All right, cool. And Vogville Presents is kind of like a day in the life of a band, is that right?
In a sense, it's more about a story. You know, the bands that I'm choosing for these have really unique stories now, and they're just very different. There's some people that have gone through incredible personal challenges, life challenges, family challenges, band challenges, and they're stories where, you know, you're really interested in this band, even if you're not into the music right away, you're interested in the story behind the band. And then, you know, people come around to the music and go, man, I love the music so much because I didn't know about this person and what they had to go through to get what they are. You know, things are so glamorized these days.
That's true. Now, for your first feature, the video series, you've chosen a Peak Performance Project Top 20 band, The Matinee. How did you come about choosing them?
Well, The Matinee have been in Vogville a few times with a close friend of mine, Paul Chateau, and he produced them at Vogville. Last year when Vogville was nominated for Studio of the Year at the BCCMAs, they were nominated for Best Roots Act. I had a chance to hang out with them and get to know them. And what really stands out to me about them is that they're the real deal. You know, they work really hard at what they do, and they're proud of what they do. They're not kids with, like, a backpack full of dreams and no follow-through. You know, they've known each other since high school, and they're still together. And they're just these guys that want to get out on the road and really just, I don't know. I thought, you know, they're just such great guys. And they have a great story behind them as to who they are, and they've been around. I should really just feature them, and I love their songs. You know, they have great music, and they're great guys, and hey, you got to start somewhere, and we might as well start with people you really enjoy.
All right, and what would be your one piece of advice that you would give a new up-and-coming band or artist?
Just realize what you want to be doing with music. If you want to make a living off of music, then okay, that's one set of parameters that you have to fall into. If you just want to have fun doing music, be true to yourself. Enjoy yourself, have fun. Don't spend a fortune on recordings. Don't spend a fortune on videos. Just have a great time playing music, but don't go overboard. But if you want to do something serious, then really take the necessary steps and get involved with you know, organizations like Music BC. Get involved with, you know, register with SoCan. You know, get involved with all the stuff that you can get involved with. And you have to realize that there's such a large community that we have in Vancouver here and in Canada that can help artists come up through the industry and educate artists. Mm-hmm. Artists need to know that Google is your best friend. You know, any information you want to know about the record industry or managers or contracts or anything, it's there for you. And that's, you know, we live in an awesome time for that.
Yeah, and do you sense the Vancouver scene is growing?
It's, you know, the thing is, we have so much more music now. Like, someone was asking me, where did all the good music go? I'm like, good music go? We have more good music now than maybe ever before.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just that it's lost in the clutter.
Yeah.
You know, like, one of my theories why MySpace died is because it was all bands and music, and 9 out of 10 of them really weren't anything that stood out. So people went, Facebook is great. Bands don't bug me all the time.
Yeah.
So there's so much clutter out there. You know, we're surrounded by awesome music. I mean, it's amazing. If you look for it, it's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's again about the story. If a band has no story and all they have is just music, it's hard to get people just interested in yet another band with just more music. There's a story behind them, and
yeah,
that's what really sells people.
I agree. That's wicked. Have you learned anything about yourself putting together these presents?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah?
Well, I'm an entrepreneurial guy, and I do a lot of different things. I've done a ton of different things.
Yeah.
And what I've really learned is that I have more of a passion behind me about learning about who people are and what's their story than I ever thought before. Like, I like people. I like talking. I like to get to know people. But I've got a real passion for wanting to find out their story and let everybody know about their story.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought, what an awesome way to do this. Like, someone said to me, hey, are you doing this series to drum up business? And I'm like, hell no. Mm-hmm. My studio's booked. Yeah. I don't need more business. This is all about, like, hey, why don't we just do something that gives back to the community in a way, helps people out, and really showcases people in an environment that they don't normally get to see them in.
That's awesome. Jonathan Fluvog, where can we check out these episodes?
You can check them out at vogville.com.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Take care, man.
Get connected at thepeak.fm.
Thepeak.fm.